guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I got a fun article here. It's about a guy and a wife that were married, and he decided to get into shape, and she was all for it, and she was gung-ho, and she was going to do it with him. I won't ruin the plot here. Now, I could just as easily find a story where the roles were reversed, but that's not the point. That's not what we do here. I like to make fun of certain situations, and that's what we're going to do. So let's jump right into it. From Yahoo News, my husband turned his life around. I wasn't prepared for how much I'd resent it. And again, I could reverse this and have my wife like totally turned into a supermodel overnight, and I'm still miserable and fat and slodgy, and I don't like it. But again, that's not what I do here. So let's read. She says, I don't want to walk into my 40s with a paunch. I wanted to look good in my clothes. I don't want to wade into the pool at the community center with my love handles, declared my husband one morning. That extra bit of body peeking over the waistband of his swim shorts, I didn't say it aloud, but I thought at the time he was being vain. My husband had been grumbling about losing weight for some time now. I understood. I could stand to make a few lifestyle changes myself, i.e. losing some weight. But I'd fallen into a pattern of excuses. If he wanted to commit to his health, I was with him 100%, but while I was prepared to see my husband attempt to turn his life around, what I wasn't prepared for was how I'd feel when he actually achieved what he set out to do. And you notice, again, she was all with it, and she should do some lifestyle changes, and I could, you know, modify myself. I could improve myself as well. Maybe I should do that also. And let's see what happens. But it doesn't sound like she was too thrilled about it. It says, my husband on a recent vacation, this is what I had to deal with. You know, he's got a little bit of tricep action there. Biceps aren't huge, no lats. Could work on his pecs a little bit, but he's not overweight, that's for sure. And he's got a little salt and pepper, so considering his age, looks pretty good, I'd say. It was unsettling to see my husband suddenly doing better than I was. Personally and professionally, he was coming into his own in his 30s. Meanwhile, after a successful and ambitious youth, I was plateauing. They call that the wall, and you got to go to the gym to at least have a little bit of chance of climbing the wall. You can never go past the wall, but you can push it back a little ways if you take care of yourself. This guy's in his 30s, and he's got a little salt and pepper action. For his 30s, I think he could do a little better. I can't pick on him too much because Joker's been enjoying himself some ice cream and cookies himself. But we started dating almost 2 decades ago. We shared a love of binging Netflix, watching cricket matches for hours, sleeping in mornings, and enjoying food. As in sync as we seemed, we were also very different. It's one reason we fell in love. Back then, he was reserved. I was loquacious. He thought things through. I charged head first. He was always self-analyzing. I had supreme confidence. We brought out the best in each other. Let's slow down a moment. He was reserved. Okay, I would say that's a little bit better than jumping in headlong in anything. He thought things through. I charged in head first. Again, I think now, you might disagree, maybe, but usually planning things out and having a game plan works out better. He was always self-analyzing. And that's what guys do. We think through things. How can I do better? How can I improve this? What did I do wrong? I have supreme confidence. It sounds like a lot of situations we talk about when it comes to women. I felt our relationship shift when our daughter was born in 2008. My husband became more social. He read up on religion, politics, and women's rights. He experimented with new recipes. I learned to ski. Learned to ski and struck up an interest in stand-up comedy. Man, so he's hitting his stride. He's becoming more well-read. Experimenting with new recipes, cooking. He learned to ski, doing stand-up comedy. She said, I, on the other hand, slacked off writing a book that I'd wanted to pen since grade 10 and dutifully put off salsa or something or other dance classes. So he did like 8 new things and she did 0. One day, my husband walked right past a formerly substantial colleague, now as lithe as a teenage ballerina. So she must have been female. He spent a week raving how much his friend had lost and wanted to give the keto diet a shot. Keto is awesome for maintaining mass, or your muscle mass, and not losing, and losing fat, but keeping your muscle mass. I really enjoy it. I'm a big fan of keto diets. It bears noting my husband's, well, let me back up here before we move on. So he walked past a formerly substantial colleague, now as lithe as a teenage ballerina. I have to assume she's talking about, a female here. And she was a big girl, now she's lithe, and it's a friend of his, so maybe there's a little bit of jealousy going on there. It bears noting my husband's version of the low-carb, high-fat diet didn't include any of my favorite foods, Twix bars, kettle chips, and delish double-layered chocolate cake from Metro. Yeah, you know how you're not going to lose weight? By eating that way. And I'm guessing maybe she has a little bit more than the love handles if you're now in your mid to late 30s eating that kind of food. But again, we talk, you know, when you're married, this is what happens. He stocked up on cauliflower rice while I remained loyal to the plain white stuff and plus the chocolate-layered cake from the Metro, etc. He conscientiously grilled chicken or fish for his lunch. I'd watch sucking on just one spoonful of Nutella before leaving for work in the morning. I bet there was probably more than just one spoon of that. And again, here's the thing people don't understand, right? They say, oh, I'm going to diet and lose a little weight. I'll only have one spoonful of Nutella. Yes, it's delicious and it's wonderful. It is not filling. You're gonna be hungry. In the meantime, he's having a big plate of grilled chicken and fish, which is not high in calories, but high in protein, and it's very satiating. Of course, no wonder she was miserable. But again, she jumps into headlong into things. He studies, so he looked up how to do it right. She didn't. Before leaving for work in the morning, he'd make two glasses of a rose-tinted breakfast smoothie in the new blender we swore we'd use together. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to use that blender as a bludgeon. Now, yes, she's speaking figuratively here, but you notice already she's resentful. Now, here's what happens. She's actively now angry with him. But here's the thing, and this is something I never understand, and she's kind of making a good point of it, is she'll see him having success, and instead of saying, you know what, if I get started right now, I bet I could catch up to him, or I bet I could at least stay along with him. What'd she do? Ah, he's too far ahead. I'm not even going to try anymore. And then she resents him and gets angry at him about this. This gives you a good idea, not necessarily to say how women think, but a lot of women do. And if they can't better themselves, they want to tear other people down. He did this every day for months. Again, she could have at any point said, you know what, I'm going to do it too. While I admired his growth into a woke, fit, and attractive man, I paid scant attention to my own. I felt like he had raced past me in life. Do you know why? Because he did. He's learning to be a better individual, better human being, studying, hobbies, all this other stuff, working out. 2 years later, he's 20 pounds lighter. That took him a long time, but I bet he gained some muscle if he's working out well. His clothes fit a bit too attractively for my liking, and he doesn't burp as much, okay? 2 years later, I'm still struggling to come with terms of with what it was really about, my lack of discipline and fear of change. What's your fear of change? I'm afraid to lose weight. I'm afraid of eating healthy, delicious foods. I'm afraid of looking good. No, it's just your lack of discipline and giving yourself excuses. And again, now she feels bad. Now she's upset with him because he bettered himself. My initial reaction to my husband's changes was indignation. I may have snapped, "Don't you like me just the way I am?" at my bewildered husband on more than one occasion. He had reason to be confused. He'd never asked me to change. I fumed he couldn't see the healthier. He couldn't see that the healthier he pushed himself to be, the more my own self-doubts came into focus. I was projecting my insecurities onto him, but this self-realization hadn't yet dawned on me. For example, if there's one thing I've lived for, it's cuddle time. We've long savored those 20 minutes before our daughter launches herself onto our bed every morning, wiggling in between us and declaring her presence in our lives. In my resentment, I felt that he had taken that special time away from me. You'd find him at the gym every morning, sometimes even on weekends instead. I've done my bit to sabotage his routine, faked illness, the blues and even the runs to get him to skip. He fell for it once, but quickly wised up to my sulking, fake tears, and occasional threats of divorce. Let's read that little bit again. He's bettering himself. He's improving himself. Does she want to come along with him on the journey? No. Is she just okay? I mean, they are married. He's not going anywhere. Is she just okay with him bettering himself? No. She tries to make it fail at every step. And again, this is important. He quickly wised up to my sulking, my fake tears, and my occasional threats of divorce. How about holding that over someone's head because they're improving themselves? How awful a person does this make her look like, that because he's getting better than you, you're going to threaten him with divorce? And what, taking money and the kids away from him as well, just because he wants to better himself? See, this is one of the reasons why so many times guys say, you know what, I'm not interested in marriage. I'm not interested in long term. I'm not interested in that's going to weigh me down and be an anchor. Because here, she's literally threatening to ruin a big portion of his life and the family just because she can't accept that he's bettering himself. It says, we can work out together, you know, my husband reminded me one day. Something clicked. He was, of course, right. As I marvel at my husband's discipline and focus, I increasingly recognize that I'm an individual apart from him. It's important to have a marriage that challenges you to best yourself, and challenge me is exactly what my husband did, though unwittingly. I'm working on letting go of my resentment before it turns into full-blown animus towards a sweet man who is just trying to look good in board shorts. These days, I'm trying to meet my husband halfway. My meals have become healthier. I lug myself to the gym at least thrice a week and still binge watch and blah, blah, blah. I've switched to egg whites, which you're losing the healthiest part of an egg, and cholesterol is not a thing. And there's no sugar in my coffee or tea. I still refuse to ski, and it feels good. See, so basically this is just, it goes on a little bit further, but, you know, it just goes to show you again that the male logic, this is a big difference, and I've actually thought about doing a video on this about how men think with logic, women think with emotion. And emotion's good for deciding to do something. Emotion's great for, oh, you know what, I love the sunset at beach. I love the sunset on the beach. That gives me warm feelings. I love that. And there's nothing better than being in a really nice tent or cabin in the mountains with a fire roaring while it's drizzling outside or during the wintertime. Though I have good memories from that. That is emotional thinking. And that's wonderful. That's great. Because that gives you a goal. That sets up where you want to be. But do you know how you get there? Is with logic. Now, if you were a pure logic person, you don't have any desires to do anything. You can just sit around and study mathematics all day long. So you need a balance of both. But men are like 10% emotional and 90% logic. And you know where guys get screwed up in relationships and where we get all messed up in our heads and when we become emotional and unstable and unhappy and weird is when we start falling in love and then things go wrong in the relationship and we're still in love and it's not working out. And then we become really emotional. And that's when we're not anywhere near our best. Because then we're being, well, like women. The best way a guy's really happy is to stay 90% or 80%, whatever you want to call it, logical, and 10 or 20% emotional. Again, logically, that's how you get to your emotional goals. The problem with this woman here is she's all emotion. And when she couldn't control him, and when she couldn't change him what he was doing because he was on a good track, she started to sabotage it and started to put veiled threats out there and things like that. And you can't do that. That doesn't work. I mean, it might work, but it's not a healthy way to go about it. And all she had to do is work through her problems, work through her issues, and maybe join him on some of this, and she would have been fine. But no, instead, it's just easier to tear somebody down. And there's the old saying, you know, that crabs in a pot. You don't have to put a lid on a pot of crab or on a pot full of crabs. Why? Because every time one crab starts climbing out, the others grab onto him and they pull it back in. And that's basically what she's doing. Every time someone wants to improve themselves or better themselves, they pull them right back down. And I think that's too common in many relationships today. How do you get around this? Well, number one, don't get in long term. Number two, don't get married. Always leave your options open. And that way, you know, when someone tries to drag you down or tries to mess up what you've got going on in your life, you can just walk away. You can be the crab without the pot. and you can just yeet right on out of there. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below, and thank you for those that have done so recently. And if you want, the best way you can support my work is like, comment, share, get those notifications, subscribe and get those notifications, because I get a lot of videos out that end up kind of getting ghosted in the shell. And like, if you go to my main page, I've still got a video I put out like a day and a half ago that I think only 4,000 or 5,000 people have seen versus my normal like 30,000 to 50,000. So every once in a while I want to fall through the cracks. So make sure you're subscribed and get notifications so you know every time I drop something out there. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, when you tie yourself to a rock and that rock decides to sink to the bottom of the ocean, it's going to take you with it. Thank you.